It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Some folks worry that the word actually has become the new like.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
When did actually become such a common part of our language?
It's become a lot more frequent over the 20th century. To figure this out, I went and looked at two databases online. One is called the Corpus of Historical American English, and it lets us track written usage over the 20th century. And it turns out that the word actually has more than doubled in usage over the 20th century. And then I went and looked in a corpus called the Corpus of Contemporary American English, where I can look at just spoken language, because we have a sense that actually is a very spoken form. And between 1990 and today, so just a little over 20 years, actually has tripled in usage in spoken language. So it's no wonder that we're noticing it and feeling like it's everywhere.
But we use it in a lot of different ways.
We do use it in a lot of different ways. It originally meant in actuality as opposed to hypothetically. So something like the people who are actually here as opposed to the people who might be here. From there, it came to mean people started to use it as a sentence adverb to mean something like in fact or contrary to what you might think. From there, it started to become a discourse marker. And we've talked about those before, those little forms like well or that help structure discourse. And now we're using actually that way.
And you might also use actually as a way to not disappoint someone.
You can. So in that work it does to structure discourse, we can use actually to say, I'm going to contradict you. So someone says something that they think you know, and you say, actually, I didn't know that. As a way to say, I'm going to contradict you. You can use it to say, to remember something. So you say, it's in San Francisco. Actually, Los Angeles. A way to correct yourself. And then I was reading some work on this, and someone pointed out that you can use it as a softener or a hedge. If you're going to tell someone something that they may not want to hear, you can say, actually, I'm not going to make it. Or you can put it at the end of the sentence and say, I'm going to be late, actually, as a way to somehow soften what you're saying.
So as a discourse marker, how is it in competition with like?
They do different things. I think people still may notice like more than actually. I haven't yet seen statistics about the age range for these words. Like is mostly young speakers. I hear older speakers using actually as well. And as with any discourse marker, it has trouble doing its work if we use it too much. It does some useful work, but if you use it all the time, people notice it and it stops being useful.
Actually, I think you're right. Thanks again, Anne.
Bye, Rena.